your connection with Formula One, not just Jake Humphrey, but obviously this song, Just Drive. When you wrote it and put it out there on the internet, wasn't it, on YouTube, did you expect it to take off in the way that it did? And did you expect suddenly the BBC to come along and say, oh, we're going to use this?
Not at all. I was completely taken by surprise. And it was a really kind of people-led thing. It was fan power that got it there. It was sort of via Twitter, someone like Jake tweeting about it, and obviously I knew that the BBC were looking for a bit of a song to do the old montage at the end of a season, and I just pitched it in, and last minute sort of stuck it on iTunes, and it, in the hope that, you know, if people wanted to buy it, about a few hundred people might buy it, and then about 20,000 people and downloaded it, and you know, the rest is history.
And yeah, as you say, it was used on a BBC One montage, but now Sky have picked up as well, and I imagine that's given it another kind of second life, if you like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I never really sort of sat down with the intention to write a theme tune, but it's kind of become the soundtrack for their coverage, and you know, they use it sort of, well, every show and every day, I think.
And the song Just Drive obviously isn't about Formula One, so what is it about?
Well, it started out life as kind of, I wanted to write a song that was kind of about the classic sort of freedom of the open road, but sort of the romantic idea of it, like the Tracy Chapman song Fast Car, was where I sort of started. But then it kind of became about a little bit about Formula One, in that it's got this thing about taking it to the edge, you know, and the kind of, you know, the drama and I think that's what people like. It's why people connect with it, with the Formula One. It's the kind of emotion. It's a very emotional sport, I have discovered, and that's what why it works, I think.
Now, this second part of the interview may take a slightly random element to it. There's quite a scattergun approach to all of this. Where would you like to start? Should we start with the lemon curd?
Yeah, by all means.
So you make lemon curd as well as being a singer-songwriter. There it is, with your face on it. A small jar of lemon curd.
Yeah, that's for you, obviously. Well,
thank you very much. It's very kind. Why? How?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you have sort of village shows around these parts.
Yeah, of course.
But we have a little local produce and agricultural show, you know, the fattest cow and the biggest marrow. But then, to me, the lemon curd event was always the sort of blue ribbon. So I, 10 years ago, started entering, much to the sort of dismay of my cricket team friends, a lot of mickey taking. But I've been trying to win it for 10 years, and I'm every year thwarted by the Women's Institute members. And I think there's something going on with the judging, frankly. But I've managed to get third prize, and I've now launched Alistair Griffin's third prize winning lemon curd.
Right, okay. And is this available for the general public to buy?
Yeah, it's almost. Just tweet me, I'll send you a jar.
Fantastic. And talking of songwriting, am I right that you've done work for the Now Show as well on Radio 4?
Yes.
Because I've interviewed Mitch Bennett a few times, their regular comedy song merchant. I mean, what's that like, writing comedy as opposed to writing a serious song, if you like?
Well, I mean, Mitch Bennett is a star, really, because having been through the process of... the Now Show is literally like Now. You get a... Obviously, it's a topical sort of... comedy program, and Mitch Benn does the music, and I've sort of dipped in occasionally to do a comedy song. But you get the subject matter on a Tuesday, you have to kind of have it presented and accepted on the Wednesday, and on Thursday night you're at the BBC Radio Theatre performing it. So it is intense. And then I did it last time, and I didn't realise Rory Bremner was on it, and obviously it's Hugh Dennis and various sort of comedy characters. It was daunting, but great fun.
And is that something that you might maybe do more of? I don't know. Or
I'm doing it. I think I'm going to do a couple more before the end of the year.
Fantastic.
I'm involved with writing a couple of things with Radio 4. Working on a musical.
Are you? Mm. And what's that process like, working on a musical? Because I imagine it's completely different from writing an album, is it?
Yeah, very different. It's comedy based. I can't say too much at this stage.
Okay.
I like to sort of, you know, diversify and create a few more strings to the bow.